Good evening. So tonight, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to learn Siman Reish Nun Vav and the beginning of Siman Reish Nun Zayin. This is page 54 of the Mishnah Berurah. It says the Shulchan Aruch, Sho Yisrael B'Yishuvan, when Klal Yisrael is B'Yishuvan, when we have our own communities that are made up of all from Jews, Ho Yitokin B'Erev Shabbos Sheish Tekios, they would blow on Erev Shabbos six different Tekios, Kedei Lahavdil Asah Min HaMalacha, in order to get people to stop doing Malacha. And Erev Shabbos says Ramav, V'Nagu B'Kilos HaKadosho, Shekol Shu Samach L'Shabbos, Kachatzi Sho Sho, that in many of the Kilos Kadoshos they have someone announce a half hour or an hour before Shabbos that everyone should get ready, everyone should prepare themselves for Shabbos. So not about not doing Malacha, but about, yes, preparing, about getting yourselves ready. And that was in place of the Tekios in their days. And every Jewish community should institute something like that, some sort of reminder system to be able to tell people to get ready for Shabbos. Says the Mishnah Berurah, that's a half hour before the sun is covered up. And this was the announcement of the Shliach Tzibur to all of the members of the city to prepare themselves for Shabbos. But when it comes to people who are busy with Malacha, that they should send someone to earlier to stop them from doing Malacha. Now the Mishnah Berurah had written in Reish Nun Aleph Sif Katan Gimel that in Chol Shem Mishpat it says that if you're a worker who's working for somebody else, that you have to work up until Samach L'Shkiyas Sachama, and that you're not allowed to stop early. So the Sharatzion over there asks that the Sheish Tekios that they're Masakein is way before that time. So how could it be that if you're working for someone else, you're supposed to work up until the time of much later, and over here it says you're supposed to stop earlier? So he quotes from the Tosefta Shabbos that these tekios are made for people who are self-employed. But someone who works for somebody else, you got to put in an honest day's work. And an honest day's work sometimes means that you're going to work a little bit later, a little bit closer to Shabbos. Now, if a person does malacha after they tell you to stop doing malacha, so in Reish Nun Aleph, Sifal, Shulchan Aruch says you're not going to see a siman bracha from that malacha. So that's the curse that one has, that they're not going to be able to see a siman bracha from that malacha. So says the Mishnah Berurah further. Now, that should be 2.5 hours before Tzeisa Kochavim, Shuzman Mincha Ketana, which roughly is the time of Mincha Ketana, Kanal B'Simon Reish Nun Aleph. Vizel the Erech Shor Revia Kodem Shneskasa Hashemesh, which means an hour and a quarter before Shkia. Old Kasav Magen Avram, the Roy Lebalei Chanuyos, Shizkur Chanuson Kamo Shah Kodem Hashabbos, that people who have stores should close their stores about an hour before Shabbos begins. In Rav Nissim Karelitz, he quotes in the Dirshu over here, says that even people who sell Tzarchei Shabbos should close their stores an hour before Shabbos begins. But if you have someone who's banging on the door saying, I need something for Shabbos, so don't reopen the store, but help him out, get what he needs before Shabbos. Ki gedola hamachshela. The reason we need to put these safeguards in place is because there are a lot of mechsholim that will come out from not doing this. Shalvam basar echad v'nimshach hamaso matanat shechashecha mamish. Because sometimes you'll have an important person, an important customer, and because your store was open, he's going to hack you and hack you and hack you until it's almost Shabbos and you're going to get dangerously close. So the women, when they come home from shopping, they'll always want to take a shower before Shabbos, before they start lighting it, before they do Adlakas Neros. So if they don't leave the store till right before Shabbos, by the time they finish showering and then they're going to light Neros, it's going to be Chol Shabbos to light the Neros. Especially the short winter days. So that's why we have to get everyone out of the stores earlier. And sometimes there's a problem even with Kabbalah Shabbos. A lot of people think that as long as you haven't said Baruch Hu yet, or you haven't said Kabbalah Shabbos the way we say in Mizmor Shilam Shabbos or the Chadodi, whatever it may be, that people are under the mistaken impression that they're allowed to continue to do Malacha, even though it's dark outside. It's Laila Mamish. In the Sharetzion, in Osei, he writes that Prima Gadim says that Tov Sheyakdima Kabbalah Shabbos or Baruch Yamtin Hashem Gezman Kriyashma. Prima Gadim says you should do Kabbalah Shabbos early and wait for Baruch Hu until Zman Kriyashma. So you should have like a Seder limud or something in between, so that you're saying you're saying Kriya Shema after Tzeis HaKochavim. So he says, you know what? Maybe that was only in his times, but in our times, you better not do that, because if you're waiting to say Baruch Hu till so late, and there's a break in between Kabbalah Shabbos and Baruch Hu, no one's going to come for Kabbalah Shabbos. Everyone's going to roll into shul at Baruch Hu time after having been Mechal Shabbos by waiting that. So it's a terrible idea for many communities. The Sharatin writes, and he says, Al kei nagu b'kamakilus kadoshus ke'es al piatzas hagadolim lahakdim gam ha-baruch hu k'deish le'yavol l'chol Shabbos ha-chamura, that you don't want to be Mechal Shabbos, so we do Baruch Hu earlier as well. But he says, when you come home, you should say Kriya Shema, because you still haven't been Yotze the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. So daven marav early, but say Kriya Shema as soon as you get home. V'alkein yesh la'akdim l'kabal Shabbos. So we do Kabbalah Shabbos early. V'ein na'amten al adam gadol shadayin lo ba im igi hazman shel Kabbalah Shabbos. And if it's time for Kabbalah Shabbos and the rabbi is not there yet, start without him. Ki z'chus hu lo shlo yizchal Shabbos al yado. It's the greatest z'chus for him that no one's going to be mechal Shabbos, because you're starting Kabbalah Shabbos on time rather than waiting for him and having everyone be mechal Shabbos. B'chol makom k'dei shlo yavo Yisrael lidei chil Shabbos. So that a Jew does not come to chil Shabbos. B'kilas gadolus Ma'od, Shev Shalachris, if it's a very large community where you don't have the ability to announce, Nachon Ma'od Sheimatsu Anoshma Misnadvim Ba'am Lelech Ulazaris, Bekal Ruchovus Kiria, Aldvar Skiris Achinus, Vadokas Neros, have people walk through the Jewish streets and the Jewish neighborhoods announcing about closing the stores and lighting candles. Uvakais, Nimtsa came Bekama Yoros Kedos, Chaburus Kedoshus, and Yisodos, Alshkoch Shabbos, Vashre Chelkam, and a lot of the communities in Europe, says the Mishnah Berurah, had such people that would go through the streets on Erev Shabbos. And it's a wonderful thing. They're helping people serve the Ribbono Shel Olam. And that's a nice bracha from the Chafetz Chaim. If you help people get ready for Shabbos by warning them in advance that it's time to leave for Shabbos, so you'll be zochet to have banim who are gedolei Yisrael. Simin Reish Nun Zayin. Ein tomnin b'Shabbos afilu b'davar she'enu mosif heavily. You're not supposed to do atmana on Shabbos even with something that is not mosif hevel. So you shouldn't insulate something, even hot food, even with something that's not mosif hevel on Shabbos itself. Avol b'safik chashecha tomnin bo. But if it's a safik, whether it's Shabbos yet, whether it's dark yet, so then you can do atmana with a b'davar she'enu mosif hevel. Ve'ein tomnin b'davar mosif hevel afilu mibo d'yom. But if it's something that is mosif hevel that adds heat, you shouldn't even do atmana on Friday. And if you did atmana with the davra mosif hevel, hatavshil asra afilu b'diavad, then the tavshil is going to be asr even b'diavad. V'davka b'tzonin sheneschaim imo sheneshtamik v'yafalo. But that's only if it was something cold that was heated up, or it benefits from further cooking. Avol ba'omid b'chamimuso k'shar rishonu mutter. But if it remains as hot as it was, it's still as hot as it always was, then it's going to be mutter. So let's see the Mishnah Berurah. After you finish cooking, you want to insulate it to maintain the heat. Different types of cushions. You can't do that on Shabbos. Because the concern is that your food might be cold, and then you're gonna start boiling it up, and that's going to be a violation of bishul, because it's cooking a cold liquid. And even if you'll deign bishul achar bishul applies even to a liquid, so it's not going to be a violation of bishul. But you still might stoke the coals and heat it up further, and then it's going to be a malacha d'orais of mavir. We said that on savich hashecha you're allowed to do atmana with something that's not mosif hevel. Siv cut and gimel tom and bo the stam kederus ben hashmashos wrote chosein v'lekel migzar hagzera anal, that during ben hashmashos most of the pots are very very hot, and therefore you don't have to make such, you don't have to worry about such a gzera that you're going to be mechat b'kachalim, because the pots are still very very hot. B'davar haynu l'tzoruch Shabbos, we said that you're not allowed to do atmana even on erev Shabbos with something that's mosif hevel. So Mishnah Berurah says, yeah, that's if you're doing atmana so that you can have the warm food on Shabbos. But if you're preparing preparing for a big malava malka for Motzai Shabbos, muchach v'sim tafresh test ba'agasham, de'in matmina b'chol gavni, that you're not allowed to do atmana at all. Kein kasav Magen Avram. That's what Magen Avram writes. Wow. So even though we said you're not allowed to do hatmana b'davra most of Evel on Erev Shabbos, he says that if you're using for Motzai Shabbos, there are no heterim. However, the Magen Avraham says that's very strange, and it's really got to only be a chumra. It's not really something that's maker adin. According to them, it's for sure mutter to be matmin for the sake of Motzai Shabbos. Vein shama filu minug lahachmir, and there's not even a minug to be machmir. I mean, what they say over there is that the reason for Erev Yom Kippur is because it's near a karavtan, that we don't want a person doing hatmana on Erev Yom Kippur because for the Motzai Yom Kippur meal, because it makes it look like you're famished for the Motzai Yom Kippur meal, and you shouldn't act like an animal, that you need to just run to have your food right away. So that whole thing doesn't apply on Shabbos. Now the Ramah writes in Hilchos Yom HaKippurim that you don't do atmana on Erev Yom Kippur for Motzai Yom Kippur. The Magen Avraham says because it looks like you're being mispashal in Yom Kippur for the sake of a weekday. But the Shaar HaTzion says that they were knowing to be machmir, even if it's happening on its own, because it could be that in Aseres Yemei Tshuva we're extra machmir even with things that are mutmi kradin. So essentially, why on Yom Kippur did they not do atmana on Erev Yom Kippur for the food of Motzai Yom Kippur? It turns out that there are three potential reasons. Either because it's going to look like you were preparing food on Yom Kippur, or because extra chumrah for Aseres Yemei Tshuva, or because it's going to, near a karavtan, it's going to look like you're starving. So you have these different deos in the Mishnah Brura, whether the same thing carries over for Shabbos. Most of those reasons do not carry over for Shabbos. Hamosif hevel, gzeru shemiyatmin veifer sheish v'chom v'yichat v'shabbos. The reason you can't do atmana with dover hamosif hevel on Erev Shabbos is because you might do atmana in ashes that have gecholim in it, and then on Shabbos you're going to be mechat v'gecholim. V'afilu mibod yom, kasva Primogadim writes that Da'afilim hitman called them chatzos b'boker. What do you mean Da'afilim ibod yom? How early on Friday is this aser? He says right in the morning. Could be before chatzos. Could be at 9 a.m. Mikomakom avid isura k'shah mashav b'atmanazu al Shabbos ve'inu masali called them chashecha. If you let it stay in that hatmana until Shabbos, then that's a violation of Atmana. I mean, you're allowed to cook on Erev Shabbos. What do you mean you're not allowed to do Atmana on Erev Shabbos? It means you're not allowed to do the Atmana where it's going to stay Bahatmana up until Shabbos. Ocean its stomach, perish linya diavid, of the Chachilah, Safil, Mistamik, Ralu, Kamashkos, Mosav Zain. You're not allowed to do Atman, Bedavra, Mosav Evel with anything, but Bediavid, if it's Mistamik, Veralo, you're allowed to then eat from it. But Omid Bechamimuso, Hatam, Deloa, Honey, Mice of Klal, right? If it's just to maintain the heat that already exists, so then you could benefit from it because you didn't benefit, because it's not really called that you're getting benefit from anything. The heat didn't add anything. Because of Magan of Ram, Dua, Dina, Matmim, Bishabas, Bedavra, Shadim, Mosav Evel, Destroy, And the Prima Gadim says that the Magen Avraham says rather that if you did Atmana B'davar She'eino Mosav Hevel on Shabbos, it's also to do that, but you're still allowed to eat the food because it didn't add anything new to the food. It just maintained the heat that was already there. So we learned four things tonight. First thing we learned is that people should announce to prepare for Shabbos a half hour in advance to stop the Bali Malacha already at Mincha Katana and for the stores to close an hour before Shkia, because when people run late, they end up being Mechal Shabbos. Second thing we learned is that it's very important to remember that if Baruch Hu or Karbala Shabbos is said late, you need to stop doing Malacha earlier than that. You can't be doing Malacha once it's dark outside. And then in Simration Zion, we learned that you can't do Atmana B'davar Mosif Hevel on Erev Shabbos or B'davar She'ena Mosif Hevel on Shabbos. And then we learned that the Ramah says that you can't do Atmana on Erev Yom Kippur for Motzai Yom Kippur, but there are three opinions about whether the same applies for Motzai Shabbos. One opinion is that it's likewise Aser. The other opinion is that it's a Chumrah not to do it on Erev Shabbos for Motzai Shabbos. And third opinion is that it is Mutter when it comes to for Motzai Shabbos. That comes up with the Suvi, that if let's say Yontif is after Shabbos, so they want to have for the Friday, for the Motzai Shabbos meal, which is the Yontif meal, Suvi cooking, so they already put it up on Friday, so the whole thing is Bahatmana, but you're not using it on Shabbos. You put it up on Friday, to use for Motzai Shabbos. So those are these three deos in the Mishnah Berurah, whether you're allowed to do that. Bez Hashem, tomorrow we will pick up with the Ramah on the top of page Chav Ches. Have a good night, everybody.